Well, our next guest on the Sunday Supplement is somebody who I think you will know her voice, even if I don't introduce her, which of course I will. She is Charlotte Green, and she's coming to the Watermark with The News Is Red. Charlotte, welcome to Radio Plymouth.
Thank you very much indeed. It's very nice to be talking to you.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you too, and I'm fascinated to know how you're going to entertain your audience at the Watermark on Saturday the 24th, because we tend to think of newsreaders, and indeed football results readers, as being those who work with scripts. Are you going off script for this?
I am going off script, yes. It's really an evening of reminiscence and chat and funny stories and anecdotes, but also looking at the serious side of the newsreading aspect of my job. I was a newsreader and a continuity announcer for 28 years with BBC Radio 4. I'm now freelance and I work for Classic FM. I've got an arts and culture show with them. And so I'm going to be looking back over my career, really, and highlighting things like working on the news quiz, the Today programme, and also things like the shipping forecast, and all the jokey things that happened along the way, as well as some of the more serious stuff.
And there, I mean, as a broadcaster myself, I know that there are funny things that happen, and sometimes there isn't a context to repeat them to your audience. So I'm guessing some of these things will be news to people, as it were.
I think that's true, actually. Yes, you're right. Exactly. So I'm hoping that people will find quite a lot of new content in there, as well as some of the stories that they may have heard perhaps before that have been used on Radio 4 or whatever.
Now, you've not been slow to say that reading the football results was your dream job, and that may have surprised a lot of people, because it's not something you associate with the female of the species, as it were. So,
well, I was always mad keen on sport. I was a bit of a tomboy. And from the age of six, I mean, my parents and my sister used to get very annoyed about it. I'd sit at the dining room table and read all the football results out loud. So it is extraordinary how my life has gone full circle in a way. And all those years later, I was given the opportunity to read the football results for real on Radio 5 Live, and I leapt at the chance. And the people who asked me, they knew that I was mad keen on football. I mean, that was an open secret at work. Whenever I had a spare moment, I was always happy to talk about football and watch football. And so I was delighted when they rang me up and said, would you like to do the job? And I didn't have to think twice about it. They were pushing at an open door.
Now, of course, you were filling some fairly big shoes in James Alexander Gordon, the late and great James Alexander Gordon. So how nervous were you the first time you did the results?
Oh, I was very aware that it's an iconic 5 minutes, the reading the football results. It's a really important part of radio history. And you're absolutely right, I was filling enormous shoes. But Jag, as we all called him, was a delightful, lovely, generous man. And I'd known him anyway as a good friend before I did the job. And he wrote me a very generous email when he learned that I was the one who was going to be stepping into his shoes, and just said to me that he was delighted and to make it my own. And I thought that was extremely kind-hearted of him, and I've kept that email and I treasure it.
How lovely. Yes, he was an absolutely charming man, wasn't he?
He was.
And do you miss the sort of regular Radio 4 continuity and newsreading role, or you know, had you had enough?
I don't miss the hours. The hours were incredibly antisocial. I worked a lot on the Today programme, which meant getting up at 3:30 in the morning in order to be in at work at 4:30, and then we were on air at 5:30, and then 6 o'clock for the Today programme. So as you get older, that becomes less and less exciting, quite honestly, and more difficult. Physically, you don't bounce back so easily from hours like that. You're not so resilient. I miss the people, and sometimes if there's a big news story that has broken, then part of me does wish that I was back in the newsroom. But generally, I'm very happy with what I'm doing now, and I love being freelance, so I'm very happy with my new life.
Good. Well, I'm pleased to hear it. And if you could just make sure that every Plymouth Argyle result is a victory from now to the end of the season.
I'll do my very best. They're not doing too badly, actually,
no,
are they?
No, they're on the way now. We don't want to put a jinx on it by saying too much, but fingers crossed. Well, Charlotte, look, it's very, very nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Charlotte Green will be at the Watermark Ivy Bridge Saturday, the 24th of September. Charlotte, well, talk to you again soon, I hope.
Thank you very much indeed.